Telescopes are very delicate instruments, and at Mauna Kea, the University of Hawaii's 2.2-meter research and teaching telescope requires very specific maintenance and upgrades to the different parts on a regular basis. Luke McKay is just the engineer to help. He's been using a 3D printer to help make immediate parts on demand to unique specifications that could otherwise take the scope out of operations if everybody had to wait for the parts to be shipped from the mainland, if they're even available. He's on the line to share his expertise with this new technology and how it's revolutionizing the development of even better astronomical instruments. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
3D printing. A lot of folks don't necessarily know exactly what that looks like. How is a 3D printer different than, you know, the standard printer which you might have in your house or office?
Well, the technology actually came from the same basis as inkjet printing back in the 1980s. Some people started experimenting with building up layer by layer rather than just a single spray of ink onto the paper. And since then, it's developed into a wide range of technologies. So the one that I'm using is taking a plastic filament rather than a liquid ink and pushing that through a hot nozzle, melting it, and putting down layer by layer of plastic to build up whatever part you have programmed into the computer.
So now, how does it get programmed? Are you designing the program to actually make the particular plastic filament that you're needing for the telescope?
Yeah, so there's... You can go on the internet and find design files for all sorts of objects already. You can modify those, or you can start from scratch and program in a CAD program, computer-aided design, which is what I typically do.
So when you're looking at the telescope on Mauna Kea, so if it needs a part, if it needs a particular unique part, what did we used to do before 3D printing?
Well, I'll tell you what we used to do and what we do now for most parts is about the same, and where 3D printing really helps is for these small parts that we would have to, you know, call an order, or we'd have to make out of a block of metal, and have them shipped here, or have a machinist make it, a custom order. And now for some of these parts, what we can do is, you know, simply take a few minutes to program the part on the computer, set it up on the printer, and by the end of the day, we have the part here waiting for us.
Now, it does take a while. One of the things about 3D printing is, you know, it's not an immediate, okay, it's done in 2 minutes. It takes a while for the printer to actually build this 3D piece of equipment. How long would a particular piece take? Like you said, by the end of the day, you'll have it. On average, if you're building something that's maybe for a telescope part that's on a smaller side, how big would that be physically, and how long would that take?
Yeah, it is quite slow. Unfortunately, we're not quite at the Star Trek replicator stage where we
not
can
yet.
Instantly have whatever we want. So the printer that I use has a print bed that can print a part about 12 inches across and maybe 10 or 12 inches high. So it's not very large parts. But even at that scale, because you're laying down very small layers, a tenth of a millimeter at a time, or maybe a little bit more than that, so it can take... You know, all day, it can take a 24-hour period if I wanted to print something that was as large as that entire print bed.
Now, sometimes when you use the computer-aided design and you print your own part, it's probably something that would be extremely difficult to have done even with the traditional machinist or custom order. Are there some things that you can do with a 3D printer that you literally just can't do any other way?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're building it up layer by layer, you can make shapes that would be impossible to cut out of a solid block or even to mold using traditional molding techniques. So it is one of these things that allows us to make very complex curved shapes or what we call manifold shapes that have different openings inside of them that would be very difficult or even impossible to do with traditional techniques.
Now, when you're making these products with a plastic layer, is it as strong as it would be if you made it out of metal, or can it be used as sort of a model, like a prototype?
Yeah, so typically if it's a part that needs to withhold large forces or is going to be exposed to high temperatures, it's going to be something that needs to be made out of metal. And so the way 3D printing can help with that is that we can print a prototype. We can test fit it. We can take measurements on it. We can see if that's exactly the shape we want. And especially for custom machining, you know, making a single part is very expensive. It's not something where you can order, you know, from Amazon.com or someplace like that, that they just have them in stock. So if we can make a practice part, a prototype out of plastic, sometimes that helps us get the right part the first time when we make it out of metal.
All right, so Luke, I've got to ask you, what's the coolest thing you've 3D printed for the telescope?
Well, you know, I've printed some very useful parts for the telescope, but the coolest stuff I've printed doesn't really function. It's more a work of art or kind of a kinetic sculpture, and unfortunately I haven't figured out how to use those on the telescope itself.
So what's the coolest thing you've ever printed not for the telescope?
Well, I've printed a part which is a set of gears, which as you print them, you print it all at once, and they're interlocking. And so you can't assemble them, you can't disassemble them. You take it off the printer, and it spins. And so it's a really neat thing that you can't do if you don't have 3D printing available.
It's like some of those metal link puzzles that only come apart in one way, but yours never comes apart.
It's quite like those, yes. It's really neat and quite cool to give it to somebody and ask, hey, how do you think I put that together?
Yeah, stump them, that's right. Now, when you think about 3D printing and what we're able to do now, where do you see us going within the next couple of years?
Well, 3D printing in different forms is making inroads in all sorts of different areas of manufacturing and research and design. So SpaceX is using it with metal to make parts for their rocket engines. Dentists are using it regularly for orthodontics. In the developing world, it's being used to make inexpensive prosthetics for people who have lost hands and arms. You know, it's getting to be everywhere now. And with the price of the machines coming down and the software becoming easier to use, I envision that it's something that someday everyone will have one. If not in their home, they'll have access to one at a library or something like that. And if you have some appliance that breaks, you can print a new part and fix it yourself.
Now, you're going to be sharing some information at a lecture this Friday, is that right?
Yeah, I'm giving a talk at the Imiloa Astronomy Center as a part of their Mauna Kea Skies series. So I'll be giving a talk with some demonstrations of printed parts, and I'll have my printer there so people can see it in operation. And I'll also be talking just a little bit about some of the science we're doing at the 2.2-meter telescope.
Promise me you'll bring the gears.
Absolutely.
All right, that's a reason to go. Thanks so much for sharing with us today how you're using 3D printing.
Thanks for having me.
Luke McKay is an instrumentation and telescope engineer for the University of Hawaii's 2.2-meter telescope on Mauna Kea. He's exploring how to best use 3D printing to help both maintain and upgrade the university's workhorse research and teaching telescope. He'll be presenting his work this Friday at the Imiloa monthly program Mauna Kea Skies, and he promised to bring those gears. More information on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.